Well, good morning. 6:44, Brack Hunter.
Hi, top of the morning to you.
Gonna be a great day. I don't even know what that is. It doesn't even make sense. Not even Irish. Anyway, folks, we got to keep things moving here. It's time for your rock news and rock history. Let's get it.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR, and don't forget to pick up your free WIRX Baby Rocker on board window stickers from AIR. You just got to go there, pick it up. So whether you're dropping off your car, you just want to go over
metal babies.
Metal babies. Anyway, check it out, AIR. Well, Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue used his time staying at home during the pandemic to write a third book. Sixx posted about it on Instagram, writing that he was, quote, on his third time reading through the new book. And he said, I'd say 60 pages to go, then starts the editing, open heart surgery with the chainsaw is the way he described that process. He even got through logistics of its cover, adding, quote, book cover is done. Soon starts the design element of the book. Got a lot of photos to go through. I love this process. Sixx has written two other books, 2007's The Heroin Diaries, A Year in the Life of a Shattered Rock Star, and 2011's This Is Gonna Hurt, Photography and Life Through the Distorted Lens of Nikki Sixx. I've actually gone through both of those books. Fantastic books. I will say, the guy is a pretty talented photographer, but of course, he's got the time in between, you know, tours and while on tour to do that stuff. So
what's the process? Is there a process of writing a book? Does everybody do it the same, or does everybody have their own little tactics? It's kind of interesting to me, because don't some people just have a guy to sit there and, like, they just talk? And then they kind of write it down for them.
A lot of people do. A lot of people have, you know, either ghostwriters or they collaborate with. I think I'm for sure he's probably got some guy that he kind of throws stuff together. And then the guy, you know, or a group of people clean it up, you know, do all that stuff, put it in order. Because, yeah, when you're doing that, it's almost easier to just kind of sit and talk about it. And then and have someone, you know.
And have somebody just kind of put it in words, you know, or write it down.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it can't be like it was in the old days, you know, big ass room to do it in there with a typewriter.
You got a quill, you know, and you got to dip it in the ink and write it out that way. No, I give credit to people who write good books, because if you've ever, even if you and I have ever even tried like writing down in a diary, it just comes out as like I start off strong and then by the end I'm like barely just scribbling like, good enough for now. We'll see you later.
Here's
so
the thing. It'd be a lot like this show. Like, we start talking about something, and by the end of that book, dude, it would be the complete opposite of what we started as.
I would write, I would put in parentheses, gunshot, and then, you know, that's it. Like, we were talking about horse racing, and then it ends with an audible gunshot. Like, that's the best way to
see, Brock and Hunter, you guys have to have a direction, a point to the book. It's nice. It's what people like.
We just kind of wing it, kind of wing our books, but... Anyway, looking forward to that. If it's like his past two books, I think it's going to be a great read from Nikki Sixx. But there you go. That is your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1941, Eric Burdon of the Animals was born in Tyneside, England. Eric Burdon is one of my favorite musicians, vocalists of all time. I don't think the Animals get enough credit because they were around. They really broke the scene when the Beatles did. They're still, I mean, the Animals are still, you know, juggernauts in the classic rock and the music world. But they were
kind of overshadowed
by the Beatles, because Beatlemania took off. Because House of the Rising Sun was out the same year as I Want to Hold Your Hand. And if you're going to sit there and tell me that I Want to Hold Your Hand is better than House of the Rising Sun, I will slap you in the face, because that's not even close, man. And Eric Burdon did some amazing solo stuff. And I implore everyone, spend some time online and just look up Eric Burdon and War, the song called Spirit. They did this live recording in Copenhagen in 1970, and it's a black and white film, and it is one of the most beautiful pieces of music to ever be put together, in my opinion. So if you get a chance, Eric Burdon and War, he did a little stint, and I think he did two albums with War, but anyway, you know, who sang Lowrider, who did Lowrider?
Oh, yeah.
He did some time. But just look up Eric Burdon and War, Spirit, live, Amsterdam, Copenhagen. You'll find it on YouTube, and it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway. So
how do you even know that? You got a lot of time on your hands.
I spend a lot of time just looking at stuff because, you know, I don't have a real job.
What does your YouTube hole look like when you're surfing the web?
It's weird. It's usually like hot chicks and bikinis fishing and then Eric Burton and war. It's kind of a weird mix and everything in between. But all right, so there you go. That is your rock news and your rock history. As always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.